rumors and craze. Truth bombs flying like a meteor shower. Who knew sass could hold such power? Glitter, gloss, and no filter chatter. Tune in now, it's all that matters. Fast and fierce like a rolling storm. This is the place where fun takes form.
She's blonde.
She's bold.
And we got something to say. This is Blonde Banter. Let's talk all about it.
I'm Jessie.
And I'm Alexis.
And welcome to another episode of Blonde Banter. Hey girls, hey gents.
Hey there.
We are back for our second episode of Blonde Banter. For those of you returning, we want to thank you for returning to listen to more of our ramblings. Right, yes. Alexis?
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate y'all, and we appreciate all of the views that we got on our last podcast as well. We are starting off slowly but surely. We are getting there, and we look forward to recording this one right now.
Yes, with our full-time jobs, we're trying to come up with a plan of when we think the best time of the week would be for us both to record. Of course, it's going to be a weekend day because of our schedules, but we're trying to figure out the best time. The last time it was like, what, 10 p.m. on a Friday night?
And so we were probably already really tired, and now we have a little bit more energy that we can share with you guys and uplift one another through that energy. So I think maybe around this time, it's like 12:54, almost 1 o'clock over here. I think that's going to be the perfect time because I'm not like a morning person and neither am I a night person really. Unless if it's the weekends. The weekends are a different story.
Like a midday person.
So afternoon is my perfect time. That's when I come to life.
And this is a car sesh, actually.
Yeah.
We are driving to the pumpkin patch.
We are. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to go through a corn maze. We're going to take lots of pictures with pumpkins. Mm-hmm. You will see that on our Instagram, which, by the way, we do have an Instagram now. If you guys would love to follow us, it is called, I'm looking it up just to be for real about the name. It is called Blonde Banter Official. Once again, that is Blonde Banter Official. And it is spelled correctly. So if you don't know how to spell that, please comment and we will, well, actually, you know what? We'll put it in our about this podcast.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
we can link it.
We'll, put the links. So we're going to take pictures today. We're also going to get some really good ice cream because the place we're going to has strawberry and peach homemade ice cream. And then I think we might be picking bouquets.
Yes, we're going to make flower bouquets.
I think that's what we're going to be doing.
That's
going to
be so much fun.
So we'll make a post. And so, yeah, this is going to be a fun time.
This is what we needed for the week that we've had. It has been a week, people.
It surely has been. So we're going to talk about the ups and downs of our week, and then we are going to hop into our first topic, which is a really big one, which is friendship.
And especially friendships in adulthood and like friendship breakups, the good, the bad, the ugly of friendship.
The toxic friendships.
Yes.
That lead to those things happening.
Yes.
But I guess we should start off with our week. Our week, yeah.
How was your week, Alexis? What happened with you?
So my week was okay. I will say the highlight of my week was knowing that, well, first of all, I applied for my passport. And then on top of that, the Taylor Swift new album was dropped. And I was so happy about that. The album is amazing. The Life of a Showgirl. I rate it like a 10 out of a 10. She is definitely back in the game of show business, baby. So that was my highlight of the week. I went to the release party last night with one of my really good friends. And then afterwards, we got to hang out a little bit. We discussed like the new album, and she's getting married in a couple of weeks. So we're really excited about that. And then my down of the week. Well, my down is I found out that after 2 months of already having replaced a brand new tire, I found out that the same exact one had the tiniest little hole in the tire, which has led to a slight decrease in the PSI, I think that's what it's called. Because I kept calling it PMI, which is not correct. It's called PSI.
And then the funny part is she gets in my car to go to the pumpkin patch, and my it lit up on my screen on my car that my PSI for the tire is low.
Like, that's an ooh moment.
That's a Hannah Montana moment.
Yes. It's like jinx. Like, same thing is happening to you. Because I had just told her about this yesterday, about how I had found out that I have a hole in my tire that you can't even see it. And then she gets a light saying the same thing is happening to her. Maybe I'm hoping she doesn't have a hole in her tire.
No,
Maybe
my
it's
husband
just the
went and
tire
filled it up,
pressure.
so we're good.
Yeah,
We're good.
but anyways, I think we got it figured out because I called. Well, first of all, I went to the shop. They told me I had like a really small hole because now they have like this high-tech little solution that they can put over the tire, and then it bubbles up if there's any kind of like scrape or any kind of hole in the tire. And so it bubbled up just a bit. So I went to AutoZone. I got some like stuff that you can put inside the tires, not fix it flat, but it's like a can that looks like spray paint, and it fills up the tire and it seals it. And then from there, it was just all about the pressure monitor. It was kind of out of whack, so I called Mini Coupe because that's what kind of car I have is a Mini Cooper. I love that thing, but it's giving me so many external issues. Like, it's not internal right now, knock on wood, but anyways, so they told me how to reset, and now like the light as of right now is not shining. So anyways, it might turn back around, and that's my week. How's your week been, Jessie?
My week has been extremely tiresome. I have worked a lot of hours in 3 days. 2 days were 13 hours, 1 day was 17 hours, plus an hour drive home. I was done. I was done. And while I was there, I was irritated because I just feel like work ethic is not the same anymore as like when I first started nursing. And I've been doing nursing for 11 years now, and I can see such a change in like people's work ethic and attitudes from 11 years ago till now. I feel like everybody at work is so consumed with, being on their phones or, having the earpieces on, and, no one's like in it, I feel like, all the way as they should be now. And I don't know, I just found myself getting very irritated. And so I would go for like a 5 minute like little break and just kind of do some deep breathing and be like, Jesse, you're trying to be a better person. You're trying not to get irritated. And you have a new job starting in 3 weeks, so this is very short-lived. You just have to get through the next 3 weeks, and
Just a
then
moment.
your new job is going to be an amazing dream nursing job. And I'm very so thankful that that's happening. I have worked very hard. I can get to that story on another day, another topic, when we talk about like work-life balance. Because it's a long story, but just to kind of summarize it. It has been like a rough like year work-wise, and someone finally seen like the hard work that I've been putting into my job for the company I've been with for so many years, and I'm so grateful for her, and I'm so grateful for this position, and like to be part of like leading like a new part of healthcare. It's going to be so exciting. To be part of like that new team. It's a brand new team, something that's never been done before. And so I'm just very excited to be starting like this new chapter in my life and this new job and journey. So that's kind of been, that's like a peak. I have that to look forward to. But the pit definitely was like just working all those hours. And then it made me sick. I got a migraine because I was like working on like 2-3 hours of sleep. So yesterday I got my hair done. So that made me feel so much better. Shout out to Kayla Ray. She's my hair girl. She does my color. She does my extensions. And I am never disappointed with her. And she did such a good job. I'm wearing I still have my blowout that she did yesterday. I got that on today. I didn't even have to do my hair today, except I did brush it. But all I had to do, was my makeup and like brush it. And, you know, I touched up a few pieces with the curling iron that I just got. Nina went, and now we're going to the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
We're going to Jaymore Farms.
Girl day.
A little girly day that is much needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to have a good time here at the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
So y'all let us know below what was your good and bad parts of your week, you know? What was terrible about it? What was good about it? Share it with each other, and maybe someone has advice. Maybe we can have advice for you on our next show about, what would we do in that situation? Or maybe, other viewers can comment, what would they do in that situation? We can all brainstorm on how we cannot be irritable together. We can't be like trying to bite people's heads off and trying not to, try to control stepping on each other's toes, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, enough rambling. We're going to get into our episode of friendship.
Yeah, I'm really pumped about this one because, like I said, this is talk therapy and this is listen therapy for you guys. And then you can share with us, like Jesse said, like your thoughts and comments on all of that. But I think what we need to really dive into first, in my opinion, is what makes a good friendship.
Yes.
Like, what builds a strong foundation? Because, yes, you can build, like, a strong foundation in your partnership with your husband, your boyfriend, whatever. But, like, when it comes to friendship, I think having that support system is so essential. And you need to balance each other out. So I guess I'll go ahead and go first. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
Okay, so I will say that to make a good friendship, first of all, I do have a few points here, is consistency. Staying consistent with one another. Like, you don't have to be on each other's butts, to say it nicely.
Amen to that.
All the time. Like, you don't have to be consistently texting each other or calling or hanging out 24/7 because then, like, that's going to get kind of old, and that's also going to make it to where you don't grow as individuals. But at the same time, you need to be able to depend on your friend in times of need. Like, because with God, like, He wants us to build a community. And a part of that community is whenever one is down in the dumps, like, you lift that other person up. And so, like, if it's just going out for dinner, like once a week.
Mexican food.
Yes, that's our favorite, and we go there all the time, and we will never stop. No one can stop us now. Yes, we love Mexican food. So, like, even if it's going out for Mexican, getting, a nice taco or a margarita or
halftime at cheese dip.
Yes, queso is muy rica.
What does that mean?
It means very tasty in Spanish.
I was just gonna say muy bien.
So, me conozco pequeña español, meaning I know very little Spanish.
I'm very impressed, though.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You sound very natural.
4 classes worth of Spanish.
I met Daniel in Spanish class.
Oh, really?
We're going off topic here, per usual. But I met Daniel in Spanish class.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, he got on my nerves, actually.
Encanta.
What does that mean?
Love.
Yeah,
to love each other. to have each other. Yeah, so that's what happened there.
Back on track.
It's okay. I really love that story. We'll need to get into this when we go into our marriage.
For like, sure. How we met.
but yeah, so consistency. Just like asking each other, like even if it's a short text, like, hey, how are you doing? Is everything okay? Like, especially if that friend has been out of the loop for, I would say, over a month. Like, if you don't talk to each other and one of them seems kind of distancing from the other one, like, are you good? Like, you don't have to be super nosy, but I just think maintaining that consistency in the friendship is so important, because then otherwise you're just going to kind of fall off the grid, off the face of the planet, and you're not going to really know that person to the core. So I guess that kind of ties into reciprocation. I mean, having things that you enjoy together, like things that you can go out and do that you like. And that was a little difficult, because at the same time, like, say if somebody doesn't really like something, but you want to be there for your friend, you should show up for them. So I guess that is reciprocating at the same time. Like, say if I really like Sabrina Carpenter or whatever, like, and I played on the radio, like, you should be okay with me playing that, vice versa. Like, if you're listening to whatever on your radio, like, that should be okay with me, because that's what you like. So
yeah, it's balance.
But I think mainly the big picture for me is being there for one another. That's always been so important. And also not canceling plans, like, all the time. That is so big. Like, it's okay if it's every now and then. Like, because things happen. Life is going to come up. It's going to throw you a curveball. And yes, something big might happen, but if it's all the time and you're just coming up with, I feel like, our excuses, then that goes to show me that you are not invested in this friendship enough.
Especially when, like, I've had some friends, one friend, like, cancel, like, multiple times on me, you know, and that's fine. Like, I get life happens. I get, like, things go on in your personal life that happens. But, like, I try to come up with alternatives, and I'm like, but we don't have to do, you don't have to do anything extravagant. Like, you could just come to my house. Yeah. I just want to spend time with you, you know?
It.
I, like, we can have Daniel cook us something, and not me, Daniel. We can have him just whip us up something, and, you know, we could sit there and talk and just enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
If it's, money's an issue, like, that doesn't bother me. I don't have to do something, like, all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I just want that. And then, you know, when that's not even enough, it's like, okay, you know.
Then obviously there's something off. And
exactly.
We'll get into that. We're going to talk about, like you mentioned earlier, kind of the fallouts of friendships and the signs to look out for. And maybe you're just not, and it's sad, but maybe you're just not compatible as a friend towards one another.
Yeah, are you growing apart?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, anyways, stay on topic. We'll get to that in a second. But I really think those are the main things. And just being happy for one another. Just being happy. And celebrating each other's wins. And being there in the times of the lows.
Yes.
And it also, just being vulnerable, like showing yourself to the other person, no matter how much you might focus on your imperfections, just being able to be vulnerable with that person, like, and be there despite your thoughts and feelings.
Exactly.
Because we all have our insecurities, and a lot of that gets in the way of what could potentially be a really good friendship or connection. So, anyways, I think that's all I really had jotted down for my part.
I think that's a good start. And also, like, touching on, like, kind of to be a friend, like, I want you to be your authentic self around me. I don't want you to don't try to be something you're not.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to be yourself. Like, I chose to be your friend for a reason. Like, don't, don't try to become something you're not. If you don't have to like everything, I like Alexis loves Taylor Swift. Yeah. I'm not a big Swiftie. Yeah. And guess what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't interfere with our friendship.
We have different likes.
We're going to have different likes and different interests.
Uh-huh.
It's not normal to like every single thing and want to do every single thing that every single person wants to do. And I find that like challenging in some friendships I have had. And it's like, I just want you to be your authentic self. Like, don't try to be something you're not. Be yourself. If you don't like what I like, I don't care. Like, I still love you as a friend. You know, we can have our differences, whether it's a music related or outfit related or even politically related. Like, I still want to be your friend. Like, I don't want to let that kind of thing interfere, because when we let that kind of like petty stuff interfere with our friendships, mm-hmm. you know, when we used to be really good friends or
yeah.
we used to have like great relationships, and then that stuff like, you know, starts interfering with our friendship, it's like, obviously, you know, maybe you were in that friendship for the wrong reason. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point leading into maybe like when, you know, friendships are coming to an end or fallouts of friendships, like, do we want to get to that now? Or, I mean, we are almost to
the pumpkin patch. So what we are going to do is we are going to pause this episode of Blonde Banter.
We can pause it.
Uh-huh. And we will reconvene this conversation when we get back in the car and drive an hour back to my house. How's that sound?
That sounds great, because I know exactly where we're at right now.
I'm glad she does, because I have no idea.
This is actually on the way to my mom's.
Is it about
to come up in like about 5-ish minutes.
Oh, I didn't know she lived out here.
Yeah, my mom was, well, I'm not going to tell. Never mind.
Sorry, guys. We know you're not weird, but, you know, you never know who can listen. So we don't
Can't trust everybody.
So no exact locations will be disclosed.
Yeah.
Until after we've left. Usually every episode, it's not going to be live. So if you come to Jaymore Farms thinking that we're going to be here, we're not. Because we've already, this is like,
yeah. I mean, this is going to be posted. Yeah. So we're fine telling them at least that.
Yeah. We'll be fine.
We're going to Jaymore Farms.
Yeah, we're going to Jaymore
Very
Farms.
Very cute place.
Shout out to Jaymore Farms.
And their amazing ice cream and gourmets. And
bouquet building.
Yes.
We're going to go have a lot of fun.
Hayride.
And hay, yes, we're going to do all of it. We're going to try to cram everything we can in, plus getting pictures.
Yes.
For our Blonde Banter accounts.
Yes.
So, well, we will talk to y'all later.
There it is.
Toodaloo.
Right.
Oop, I almost missed the turn.
It's busy. Look at this.
Oh my gosh, it is busy.
Okay, on that note, we will see you in just a couple seconds.
Toodaloo. Bye. Hey, we're back.
Yes, we're back at business, baby.
We've been at the pumpkin patch for how many hours?
Like three.
3 or 4 hours?
3.5-ish.
We had some good sandwiches, and I had a caramel milkshake, and we took lots of pictures, and we picked some flowers, and yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, and we went on a hayride, and I got some cheer wine, zero sugar, and I'm drinking it right now. It's really carbonated. I'm loving it. It's giving me like a boost of energy that I needed this whole entire time. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We had a great time.
Do we mention the flowers?
Yes. Yeah, we went flower picking, made some bouquets, and there were some people walking around there with big old, they had to cut down the entire stalk of sunflower. What are they going to do with that?
There were like 10 flowers on that one stalk.
Like, what are you going to do with that?
I guess they're going to put it inside of like a vase or something. I don't know of a vase that big. Or maybe they're going to go plant it in their yard.
Maybe that's what they're going to do. They're going to plant it.
I mean, that wouldn't really work.
Can you transplant that? I know Daniel's transplanted flowers before.
Can you transplant it?
Because they didn't pick it up from the root. Yeah, they just cut it.
They cut the stem.
It's going to die.
Yeah.
That poor sunflower.
Well, it was a little girl.
It was. She didn't know any better.
Yeah.
She'll be entertained with it for like a couple hours and then she'll be done.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I was.
She was happy, so.
She was happy with her good old sunflower on her little hayride.
Yeah, it was cute.
The whole day was cute.
It was.
I'm glad that we.
So relaxing.
And it actually felt so good outside.
It did. It was about 75 degrees, and it wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. It's kind of cloudy over here. It's
slight overcast. Breeze.
Yeah. So yeah. It made it to where when we were walking around, it wasn't really hot and muggy.
Yeah. It didn't get muggy, I feel like, until, like, later in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
It got, like, a little muggy.
Yeah.
But besides that, it was fantastic.
It was a great day.
So where did we leave off with the friendships?
Okay, so we talked about what makes a friendship good. What's a healthy friendship? And then I think we were going to dive into, like, friend fallouts.
Yes,
like
friend
fallouts. And on top of that, what could potentially lead into a toxic friendship cycle.
Yes.
So I don't know who wants to start, but I guess I could roll with this. So just like kind of in my experience, like, and this happens in life more often than you would think it would, but I remember when I first started having friendship fallouts and friends leaving my life, and I didn't understand it. And like, they kind of just dropped off the face of the earth, which was sad, or we would get into a fight, and it was very upsetting. And especially like looking back now, it's like stuff that could have been fixed or resolved, and stuff that didn't even matter. But anyways, the thing is, I think whenever these friendship fallouts do happen, it's a lesson learned, and also it happened for a reason. Because for example, one of my things is whenever I'm friends with somebody, I don't want to have to feel like I'm in competition with them.
Yes.
And that's really big for me, because like, we're there to support each other. Like I talked about being consistent and reciprocating. Now, when it comes to you like trying to one up me, or you feel some kind of way, so you're going to tear me down along with, like, try to tear me down with other people as well, like in front of them. That is a big no-no. Like, that is a big deal breaker. And like, I've only had a couple of, maybe a few major friend breakups. And when they did happen, it was like a huge explosion. And, it's horrible that it ended that way, but like, I think in the end, it did lead me to higher quality relationships, because when, like they say, one door closes, another one opens. That is so true. Like, I have met within the past, year or over the past few years, some really good friends who aren't just there to really support. They're there to listen and actually care about what you're going through. But seriously, like, you shouldn't have to compete against your friend. Like, oh, okay, so you're gonna do this, so I'm gonna do this now, but I'm gonna do it so much better than you. Or like, you tell them about something and then like, next thing you know, they're doing the same exact thing. Like, I feel like we kind of talked about previously, be your own person. And so I think like, when, like, you can do the same things or wear the same things if you want to, like, twin it out. But, like, don't try to be just, like, your friend. And, like, so it's just a bunch of different things. But I hate the cattiness that sometimes can pop up, especially towards the end of a friendship. That's a major sign. Like, if somebody is starting to passively make remarks, like, especially against things that you love. Like, I remember one time I was friends with somebody, and I'm not going to name names here.
Yeah.
For example, nameless. Like, I really like Taylor Swift, and somebody started sending me things that made fun of Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, then at that point, like, you're just hurting what I like as a person, and, like, you're insulting what I like, and so, and I'm not even gonna say I'm being sensitive. Like, no, if I feel hurt about it, then I feel hurt, and you're just trying to tick me off. Like, if you're purposefully trying to tick me off, like, that's another thing. Or if you're being flaky, like, I cannot stand flakiness. Like, that's another thing that I think leads to friendship fallouts, because, like, you need to depend on one another, like I said, with being consistent. So, I think those are the two major things. And it, like, there's a little period of time where after that friendship breakup, you feel so alone, because you were so close to that person. Because, like I said, I've had a few of these friendships, and I look back and I'm like, man, like, what if we hadn't gotten into that fight, or what if we hadn't stopped being friends? Like, would my life be different? Would it be better? Would it be happier? Would I have, like, you know, my other sidekick to go do whatever with? But, you just have to face the reality of there is a reason for them leaving. And
trust God and trust the process.
Yes. And then God will give you more people that are like-minded, and people who are going to reciprocate and be on the same wavelength. Because also, I hate negativity. Like, yes, I want to talk to you about problems, right? But, like, you also need to go out and have fun together, and it can't just be, like, drama, 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 drama. Like, because I used to know people, like, all they wanted to do was drama, and then I started to become dramatic, and so that's another big thing.
Yeah, it rubs off on you, and then you start to become negative, and, you know, and then you start to have, like, these thoughts, and, you know, it can bring you down, too. And it's okay to, like, talk about it. Like, I rant about my job all the time. Knows me personally, everybody knows that my job drives me crazy sometimes, but I love what I do. But, you know, it's normal for, like, your job to drive you crazy sometimes. And, you know, it come to a part, like, again, when I dive into my job experiences later on down the road, when it come to a part where I mentally couldn't do it, and I noticed it was starting to affect my personal life and my friendships, I walked away from it because it wasn't good for me. Money does not always equate to happiness, and it was making me so sad and, you know, miserable and stressed 24/7. And I value, like, my friendships, my life, my family, you know, marriage, everything like that over a job. And I chose that over a job. And I feel like since I've done that, like, everything has blossomed more in my life.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, my friendships, because I'm not gonna lie, like, I could definitely, like, I am really bad at texting back. Really, really bad at texting back. I will text somebody back and I will leave it sitting there. And then I'm just one of those people. I'll be in the middle of something. And because I like to, you know, I'm a multitasker and I like to do things all at one time, and, like, I'll be in the middle of something, then I set the phone down, and I'm like, oh no, I didn't text her back, because I'm like, well, why haven't I heard back from this person, and I'm like, oh, that's why, you know.
Because I didn't send the text.
Yeah, because I didn't send it, like, I'll read it, and I'll process it, so, like, I know that, like, that's something that I need to work on, you know, like, I need, like, You have to be able to take accountability for yourself.
That is a big thing, accountability and friendship.
Yes, you have to be able to take accountability and
like,
be like,
apologize.
Yeah.
Like, we do that to each other. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, because we're both really bad about that.
Yeah.
Like, the other day, like, I remember you were like, oh my gosh, I didn't even send this text. And I was sitting over here like, did I do something wrong?
Aww.
But like, no, like, I, like, it just being, like, no, like, please don't take offense to this. But
no,
like,
I
this
get
is
it.
Me being honest. I was like, what did I do? Did I say something? And then, like, you texted me. You were like, oh, my gosh, I really thought I sent this text. Like, it was in my messages the whole time. I just didn't hit send.
It was in draft.
But to her, I've done that to her where I didn't text her back for, like, 3 or 4 days. And then she texted me. She was like, I just wanted to make sure you got my text. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. This has been a really busy week.
And sometimes, like, you know, I was working a lot and, you know, not getting a lot of sleep in between. So I was trying to, like, respond back to her text. In my driveway, as I pulled up, I was like, okay, I'm going to respond back really quick before I go inside and get, you know, busy with my animals and trying to get ready for bed. And then I typed it up and I thought I swore I pressed send, but I didn't press send.
And you know what? It's
sleep
okay.
Sleep deprivation.
I forgive you, Jessie.
Thank you.
And that's
so
another
much.
Thing, forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Like, if it's a healthy friendship.
Yeah, because we don't do that all the time, you know.
No.
We just do it every now
it's
and then.
Once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon, we mess up. And that's the thing, like, you have to be able to take accountability when you've messed up in a friendship or even a relationship. And we'll get into the relationships. We'll do a whole episode on, like, you know,
like,
relationships
marriage
and
relationship
marriages
like,
and
about,
yeah,
like,
everything. And, like, you have to be able to take accountability and realize, like, oh, you know what? Maybe I should see it from, like, his or her point of view that maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I should have, like, worded things differently. And just be able to put yourself in their, in, you know, their shoes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of friendships end that way, you know? And I have some friendships that I'm like, what did I do to you? Like, I don't know what I did. Like, we kept making plans, and then the plans, like, kept getting canceled. And eventually, like, we never...
That's the flakiness part, though.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
And the
or they don't respond to you.
Yes. And the friendship fell off. It fell completely off. And then you're left wondering, what did I do wrong to this person? Like, what is it that I did? And like, and if I do something wrong to you, like, please tell me, you know, because I want to know.
You gotta be honest with each other.
Exactly. And if it's not just for that relationship, let me know. Fine. If you don't want a relationship with me anymore, be friends, that's fine.
Just,
but let me know.
Just have the decency to communicate that.
Exactly.
Be a mature adult.
So I cannot do it again. You know, whatever it is, even though I don't know what I could have done to certain people that I'm no longer friends with.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, we used to be besties, like.
Yeah.
The besties. And this is people from, I was friends with all the way from, like, kindergarten, and we were close, and then, like, adult friendships. And I'm just like, what happened?
Yeah,
like, you're left literally questioning everything, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like we're both people that put a lot of effort.
We do.
And
like,
we expect that back.
We're very consistent.
Yeah.
And we stick to our plans with each other. Unless if we're, like, really, really tired. I don't think we've ever did one another. Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't with, like, me and Jessie haven't. But that's just who we are. Like, that is another thing. I hate when somebody cancels plans on me. Like, I understand if there's an emergency, like a serious emergency, but if you tell me you're going to be somewhere and meet me somewhere, and then it's like, oh, you know what, I feel like blah 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 blah, but then like it keeps happening over and over again, then like that's a big no-no to me, because that is one of my biggest pet peeves, like with anybody, like even with my love him, husband. Like, if he's like, oh, well, let's just go another day. I'm like, no. Like, we said we were going to go today.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go today, because then it just lingers.
Because I get my, like, when you tell me we're going to do something, I start planning it in my head. I'm like, okay, what am I going to wear? First of all, what am I wearing?
Yeah.
What are we going to eat? Second.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? What time? And like you said, that's our time. We only have so much time. And like, I feel like it's very, when someone does that, I feel like it's very, it's disrespectful of the other person's time. If you know you're going to cancel, if you know that you don't want to hang out, if you know like X, Y, and Z, then don't even make the plans with me. Like, don't even do it. If you know ahead of time that you're going to cancel.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people know ahead of time.
They know that they don't feel down to go.
Yeah.
But they just overcommit.
Yeah.
Or they just say yes so that they can make you feel better in the moment.
Yep.
Knowing that they're going to let you down.
Yeah.
In the end. And maybe that's just me taking it personally, mm-hmm. once again, but that's how I feel.
I agree with that.
I feel like a lot of people, they don't mean to. Like, they might not mean to do this or hurt you, but yes, they. I feel like they truly, in my opinion, do know ahead of time, you know what, if I don't want to show up later, then I can just cancel. But no, like, just be all in.
Yeah.
Be all in.
Be all in and be honest.
Yeah.
That's all we ask, you know? That's all we ask. Be all in, be honest. If you just want to be a friend that, you know, you just meet up for dinner once a month or once every couple months, that's fine. And not everybody's going to be like, you know, like we are, you know, right. Like... Hanging out every week.
Like once or twice.
Because we're very busy gals. We have this podcast going on.
Yeah,
and there's things that we want to do also together that a lot of people don't want to do, you know, or don't have time to do or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I come to realize, like, there's not a lot of people on my level, you know. I'm an energetic person. I like to go.
Me too.
And she does too.
I'm a busy woman. Yeah, that's us.
And like, I am willing to like go to work unless I'm getting off like super, super late. I will go. And if I can get off by like 3 or 4, hey, I'll go home, get ready, and I will meet you afterwards. Let's go.
Yeah, she'll even show up to your house.
I will.
In her PJs.
In my PJs.
And we'll eat some charcuterie board.
And play with the kitty and Bruno the dog.
Yes.
All the things.
Really, every now and then.
But, you know,
she's in the mood, but
it's just like, it has to be a thing. Like, you realize how much someone cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
When they're willing to do something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if that's right. The only time that they have.
And also, like, reciprocation. Like,
yeah.
It goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be the one who keeps reaching out.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people are just more extroverted than others.
Yeah.
And they're planners, like, type A personalities like me. But if I'm constantly the one who's like, hey, let's go do this or let's go do that. And then I'm not receiving any, like, let's go do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go out for dinner. If you're not saying anything to me to try to put energy into the friendship, or you're not coming my way, but I keep coming your way, that's going to tell me that you just really don't maybe care as much about the friendship as I do. And that stings a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to get into the, you know, I was talking about the whole let them, but it still, let's be honest, like it still does hurt that you're over here putting in the extra effort while like somebody over here is doing the bare minimum.
Right. Exactly.
And like, it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
It takes two. So that's a friendship. That's a relationship.
Like today, for example, like we have been together all day. We've been multitasking. We have recording a podcast in the car.
Yeah.
Went and did pictures for our page and Enjoy the Pumpkin Patch. And now we have other friends that we're meeting afterwards because like we're making it work, and you have to be able to make it work.
Yeah. You have to put the time and energy into it.
Exactly.
Like it's, it is like it's work, but it pays off because then at least you have a support system.
And you have that's a high quality friendship, I feel like.
Yeah, because you might be like tired whenever you go see them at first, but then after you get together, you feel so much better.
You do. Like,
you feel
so much better.
So good because you have a connection, and that is all I mentioned this, but God's purpose is to bring us together in community. He said the man should not be alone. And yeah, that might be tied into marriage mostly, but the man is not supposed to be alone, because like even at church, they have church groups where you can get together with people around your age for a reason, because friendships can pull you out of some dark places or keep you from doing habits that you normally would be participating in if you were in isolation.
Right.
Isolation is evil.
Isolation is very evil.
It can put you in some really dark places. Because I remember when I was going through a depression phase of life.
Yeah.
I got really low because I had realized, you know, because nobody's perfect. I just was looking back on my past and like I'm out of that phase now. But looking back, like I would just isolate myself.
Yeah.
And you gotta like start out slow. Like start out slow, work your way up, because not everybody is down to do something like us, like all day, every day, every second. But but like find somebody to console in, confide in. That's the word. Sorry. Because then you might have somebody who gives you some advice, or like they might give you a sign from God, because God uses us in different ways through people. Like we are his messengers. And so like our spirits are supposed to connect with one another.
I believe that wholeheartedly, because when I lost my mom, I'll try not to cry. But when I lost her back in February, like, she was, you know, my world. Oh, God, don't cry.
Oh, man, this is going to be emotional.
It might be a little emotional at the end, you know, here. And, like, then I met, like, I met you.
Yeah.
And, like, I met some other friends that I have become very close to. And my friendships, I got stronger, I feel like, for the right ones. And that's when I realized, like, who was really there for me, who really wasn't there for me during that time, because I was isolated during that time. I was like a recluse. Like, I wasn't answering people back. I wasn't texting people back. I wasn't returning phone calls. I didn't even want to go to work. And, I mean, I eventually ended up, you know, again, we'll get to that job thing, but I ended up, like, leaving that job because I couldn't deal with all of it at the same time. It was just too much for me mentally. I couldn't handle it. But then I've grown these like friendships, and I've just become like so thankful for them. And I honestly do think that, you know, like God sends you people when you need them the most. And I feel like, you know, that is what has happened here, you know, with us.
Yes.
And then some of my other friends that I've connected with. I really do think that, and I feel like I've also become like a better person also, within the past, like over the past 2 years, like I've seen myself, I went through like a phase and then, horrible, like I hate myself for the phase, like hate it. And then I am back. I feel like I'm finally back to my normal self. Like I'm back to Jesse. I'm back to who Jesse was before that phase, but I'm also like wiser and stronger.
Yeah, and you went through.
And because I went through a really bad phase and I grew a lot through that phase.
Yeah.
And like everything was tested in my life, I feel like through that phase.
Yeah.
And like I feel like, you know, it's brought me out to be a better person.
Yeah.
And then sometimes like those friendships that you had during those phases,
yeah,
like people don't like you when I feel
change.
Like when you change,
when you get, but I don't want to say better, because
yeah,
you're not better than anybody.
I'm not better than anybody.
But like when you start to grow,
yes,
when you start to grow and
yeah,
bloom and blossom, like that's when you start to weed out those other friendships. Unfortunately, but sometimes that has to happen because you have to let go of the old in order to grow into the new.
And I would love to I would love to help like grow those friends. Like I would love to help, you know, help them through life, you know,
yeah,
as well. And have them feel the same way that I feel right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I just feel so much better.
That's good.
Like a weight, like the dark rain clouds, like, been lifted off of me, mm-hmm. you know? But like we said, we have to go through trials and tribulations, and we have to trust the process and trust, you know, what God has set yeah. in front of us.
Go through the motions.
And not ignore what He set in front of us, too. Like, I easily could have ignored my friendships. Like, we easily could have just went on that little Mexican date.
And never seen each other ever again.
Never made any effort to go yeah. do anything else again. But and we,
like,
didn't.
Yeah, and, like, I remember you texted me that night, and I was like, oh, I guess, like, she did like me.
Aww.
I know, it sounds, like, cheesy, but I was like, I guess she really does want to be my friend still, oh. even though we met one time.
No.
But, yeah, we could have just stopped, but we didn't, because a friendship is a foundation, like, you build and you build and you build, mm-hmm. and then your connection as a friend gets stronger, and I think, like, that affects everything around life, like, because you have that support system mm-hmm. and it lifts you up, and like that on top of like if you're married or like that's just the extra support that you need to get through hard times. So
yep.
I'm very glad that, you know, I have found the friends recently that I have, and it's been great. It's been a lot of like weeding out and mm-hmm. unfortunately friendships falling apart, and in the moment I was like, why, and I was like, I thought I would never go through this with this person, mm-hmm. but like since then I have at least found that I've found like higher quality friendships and like really good friends to rely mm-hmm. on and be consistent with, and people who have the same kind of values as I do. And because like I talked to Justin the other day about this, and Justin was like, oh my gosh, you guys were like on the phone for over an hour. And I was like, I said, yeah, I finally have like a friend that I can like yap on the phone with, because yeah. like, I feel like a lot of people don't like to talk on the phone.
I am a yapper.
A lot of people yeah. just want to text mm-hmm. because it's more convenient, but like
it's easier for me to talk.
Yeah, but I want to talk. And, like, with some of my friends, I've asked them, like, hey, do you want to catch up on the phone? And then, like, it's, like, I won't get a text back.
Yeah.
Or they just want to text. And you know what? If that's your way of communication, that's your way of communication. But then I don't feel as comfortable whenever I see you again, because then if you don't feel comfortable talking over the phone, how, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, it's going to start off slow, but then it's going to pick up. Like, it's communication. That's what it is. Like,
yeah.
you're going back and forth, and that's healthy. But like I was on the phone, I got off the phone, he was like, oh my gosh, you were on the phone for so long. Like, he wasn't being critical of it. And I was like, you know what, I actually found a friend that wants to talk on the phone
oh.
and will consistently like go back and forth with me, like, and I think I found like my level of a person mm-hmm. as a friend. And like, you gotta find your people like that.
Yeah, because
like,
we haven't shut up all day.
We have literally been talking all
day.
There has
not been
day.
One silence,
like,
no awkward silence.
Like, every time we're together, like, every time we're together, we talk in, like, a little bit of quiet. Like, we had quiet times today, but, mm-hmm. like, every now and then, but we were still, like, talking, commenting, like.
Yeah.
Like, we're not afraid to be ourselves around each other. And
yeah.
So, like, that's when you know, like, I think of friendship is like, genuine. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I told Justin, I said, I think I found, like, my friend, I have friends, but I was
yeah.
like, I think I found like my person, like kind of like he has mm-hmm. his friend Joe.
Yeah.
And they talk all the time.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, oh my gosh, y'all have been on like the game for like hours talking to each other.
Yep.
Or like you're on the phone all the time with him. And like now I feel like I found like a person I can do that with. And
aww.
So I was like, Jesse is like my Joe.
Aww.
Or like your Joe. And he was like, oh, okay. That makes sense.
I'm the Jesse to his Joe.
JJ. And Joe. Jesse and JJ.
JJ. Look at that.
Yeah,
JJ.
It's like meant to be.
Meant to be. See, that's what we do.
Yeah.
But that's like so, it. Like, that's the whole
yeah.
thing. Just, like, be a good friend. Be a good friend. Treat your friends as if you would want to be treated. I know it's easy to get caught up in life, and I am very guilty of it. Like, I am, I'm not saying I'm guilty, but, like, I recognize that I'm guilty of it, and I need to do better with some people, you know? Like, I really do. But at the same time, like, you have to put in the effort, too, you know? If you know that I'm normally, like, a responsive person and, you know, I text back, just be like, hey, Jess, what's going on with you? And then I'll be like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm really like sorry. Check on me. Maybe I'm not okay.
I think I wanted to mention that.
Yeah. Like, I am okay, but maybe I'm not okay. Like,
when
I went through that.
If you're quiet, that's when you need to check in on your friends the most.
Check in on them. Like, when I was going through everything with Mama when she passed away, like, you know, I went quiet for a little bit. Like, you don't know what anybody's going through. I mean, I'm actually, like, feel the best than I ever have in, like, a couple years now. But, you know.
Yeah.
Check on me. And I'll be like, oh, my gosh, I am so sorry, you know?
Even if it's like, how are you? Hey, how's it going?
Yep.
And I try to do that with my friends if I haven't heard from them in a while, where I'll be like, hey, like, do you want to meet up, like, in a couple of weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Just to see how you're doing. And I don't care how you come over as, like, I don't care if you are, like, filled with fear or anger or anxious or whatever. Like, I get it. We have emotions. Like, and I'm going to accept you as you are. So you need to, I mean, you don't need to. That sounds a little bit controlling.
You need to do it this way.
This way or the highway, baby. Like, no. I did it my way. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, like, we're just giving advice.
And especially in adulthood, like, it's hard to make friends in adulthood.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Like, beforehand.
It's hard.
It is so hard, and it's so...
And to maintain them in adulthood.
It is, because your life gets busy, you're working, and then some people like me, I work a second job every now and then, and then on top of that, keeping up with the house, like making
your husband.
Yeah, your marriage, if you're married, or a boyfriend, if you're with a boyfriend, or even if you're single and you're working, that's still a lot in itself. Or if you have animals on top of that, and or kids, which we don't have kids yet, but I can only imagine, like, shout out to moms, but, like, it can get busy.
Yeah.
But it is hard to maintain friendships because, like we said, it does take work, but you have to be willing to put that work in to make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, and it takes two.
Yeah.
And if you notice that the one that usually is making all the effort is not, it's raining.
Okay.
That's a random spurt
of water. Oh, no. I was supposed to get water.
Oh, no, you're supposed to go to the fall festival.
Oh, man.
Maybe. Oh, I think it's just like it seems like a quick little shower, though.
I hope so.
It just came out of nowhere.
Oh, no.
But, yeah. Anyways, here we go. But you know, it's just, you have to put an effort too. You have to put an effort. You just can't expect, it's like a relationship. You can't like marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, like you have to put an effort in order to maintain.
Yeah.
And it has to be equal from both sides.
Yes.
And when that one person keeps reaching out and they get nothing in return, eventually they're going to be like, okay, screw this. I'm done.
A friend that is going to actually reciprocate.
Exactly. Exactly. Because it is hurtful when you're that friend that's putting all the effort in. It can get very hurtful.
And
you know?
A lot of people are like, well, I got busy with this or I got busy with that. Okay, I'm busy too.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's busy.
Yeah.
But I saw this quote. It said something. I would have to look it up. But it said... What does it say? You've probably seen it before, but it talks about basically you make the time for the people.
Did you see those cute
matter
dogs?
To you the most? Like if you matter enough, you will make time for them.
I have seen that. Yeah,
yeah, it's something along the lines of that, but it's true because like I'm so busy, like work, I'm drained from it. Like I said, I have a second job. there for a little bit. I was getting my master's at the same time and working the two jobs and in the middle of planning a wedding. And I still was that friend who would reach out and be like, hey, you want to go do something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though I was so tired.
Yeah.
Like, so, so tired. But, like, yeah. I hate when people give that excuse. Like, oh, yeah. I'm just, like, yeah, you can be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been really busy because, yeah, it happens. But, like, yeah. At least try.
And when
like
you're
something like
yes,
every now and then happen.
And when you're consistent with that, like, happening, like, you kind of need to sit back and be like, okay, like, what do I need to do, you know?
Yeah.
As a, like, how do I need to be a better friend, you know? And like I said, I sit and reflect on how I need to be a better friend. I know that I'm not perfect, and I know there's a couple of people that I need to, like, text back and, well, sorry, Jordan, I'm texting you back as soon as I get home. And,
just go ahead and shout it out.
And, but at the same time, like, I have friends that, you know, I would like you to reach out to me and maybe make plans with me, you know, instead of the vice versa, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, if y'all have any, like, fun friend stories, we'll even share. So I think that'd be fun to, like, share anonymous stories. Don't
yes.
you?
Yes. Like, I've seen that where people will comment.
Yeah.
And they'll leave, like, funny stories.
Yes.
On the post,
mm-hmm.
or they'll direct message it to the account.
Yes.
Right?
I think that would be fun.
You read it out. You don't say who it was, but you review and you go over the stories that were sent to you.
Yes.
So we do have that Instagram we were telling you about.
Yes, we have an Instagram, Blonde TikTok, Banter Official.
Yeah, Blonde, BLONDE, BANTER, OFFICIAL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And go in there and you can send us messages if you want us to talk about a topic, if you want to share, you want us to share a story related to, like, friendships, please let us know. This can be like a little series. We could also do like a little series on it too,
like,
if we wanted to.
Series?
Like a friendship series. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking. This one was an hour long. And the first one, I think, was like 20-30 minutes.
Minutes.
This is going to be a long episode.
Yeah.
But it's a good. I think it's good.
This was a very nice one.
I think so, too.
Very successful.
You guys, let us know what you think. Be honest. You know, with us, we want good and bad. Well, not,
well, we
not
really
terrible. We don't want bad. We're not shooting
that,
for bad.
But
if there's something
constructive feedback,
yes.
Constructive feedback, okay?
If there's something,
no negativity, just constructive.
Yeah, be constructive, not mean.
I was trying to make my own word.
We don't want meanness. Like, we are not. That's one thing we're not going to condone. Is like bullying and meanness.
Yeah.
So if you come here for that,
we're
going to get blocked immediately because I'm not about that. I will.
Snap.
We're not doing that. No, sir, no, ma'am.
Talking about toxic relationships.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We want this to be a safe space for us to come to and be able to talk to you guys and for you guys to be able to come and talk to us and listen.
Yes. And also, can I say one more thing?
Go ahead. Say one more. We're not at my house yet.
One more thing. Okay. One more thing. We did stop.
No, it didn't stop.
Here we go. Just going to say this right now.
Hit it.
Okay. One easy way to lose a relationship or friendship is if you criticize my life and you judge me and post it all over my social media.
Yes.
And when you need to pick out the pick out of your own eye.
Exactly. I agree with that.
So I'm just going to leave that right there.
That's a plug.
So.
And don't make your friends feel uncomfortable in their own skin.
Yeah. And don't point fingers and be like.
Because you always have three more looking back at you.
Yeah. Just don't hate.
Be normally, a uplifter.
Normally when people hate, there's something in you that they don't have.
Yeah,
so I'll just leave it. I'll leave it right there.
I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
Be an uplifter, not a hater.
Yeah, don't give the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
Anyways.
At the end of the day, we're going to rise above it. You know? Yeah. I was going to try to do the Glinda song when she's like, of course, I'll rise above it, but I cannot hit a note.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot hit a note like that. So on that note.
Defying gravity.
On that note, we are going to end this
podcast. Yes, can you stop now before we keep going?
We're going to go down our rabbit hole if we keep going. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.